Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got a very relevant topic today for you. As the markets gyrate and ups and downs and such, you know what? It's maybe a good time to think about where you are. Are you on the right track? Or is your portfolio where it should be? If you're working with an advisor, are they giving you the advice you need? Or do you feel like they're still, you know, making sure that what you have is right for you? We have a special treat. On the line is Holly Fagan. She's managing director and head of BlackRock's dedicated registered investment advisory business. And being a registered investment advisory firm ourselves, we know what all that's about. And of course, work with companies like BlackRock to build portfolios for our clients. So we're glad to have Holly come on the program and talk with us. She has done a lot of work with their registered investment platform, and that includes the iShares, the ETFs, the exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, and all that stuff. She does a lot of work with their management team, and so we're glad to have her be with us. She's been in the financial world her career, 16 years with Merrill Lynch in various capacities, and then working in others for the company. She graduated from the College of New Jersey, BS in Marketing, and received her MBA from Rutgers Graduate School of Business and Management. Glad to have you with us, Holly. Welcome.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. So let's dive right in here. You know, one of the, I guess, kind of basic questions for the listeners to kind of wrap their mind around is the and we'll kind of make it as a statement or set up as a question, the value of financial advisors can offer to clients during economic uncertainties and market volatility. And before you answer that, because I know you have a definite opinion about the value of advisors, I want to kind of set it up with, you know, it seems like in the present moment, you know, the economy or the market seems more uncertain than it ever has been, or seems just so much more so poignant, that feeling or sense from the investor standpoint. But isn't it true that economies and markets have always been uncertain?
That is absolutely correct. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is, you know, I travel all over the country, meet with individual investors as well as their financial advisors. And although people live, you know, in various different geographies, I can tell you that the concerns that they express are highly similar. And, you know, one that we hear most often is, you know, end investors wanting to make an emotional decision based on something that they read in the Wall Street Journal that day, or they see, you know, on TV. And I think the value that a financial advisor brings to the table, it's much like I say to, you know, to my friends and my colleagues, like having a professional fitness trainer. You know, I know when I get on the scale how much I weigh, and I can feel determined to want to eat better and exercise more. But when I have to check in on a regular basis with my fitness instructor or attend a class that I'm supposed to attend, it brings me the discipline that I wouldn't be able to have on my own. And I think that's one of the great values that a financial advisor brings to the table. And I should mention that, you know, BlackRock has, as the world's largest asset manager, has built its business through intermediaries. And so, you know, all of our relationships with end investors come through working with financial professionals like yourself. And the value that you bring to the table, you know, forget the fact that, you know, you understand the sophistication of the markets, but more importantly, you know, the discipline that you bring to the table, so that end investors avoid making those emotional decisions, which really down the road don't impact their long-term financial plan.
Well put. That was excellent. That's right on the money, Holly. And, you know, to continue your analogy of the trainer or getting on the scale and evaluating what that means, you know, that's the advisor's job, is to, you know, is to do that. It's kind of the same as what the personal trainer is doing in terms of fitness, and to say, you know, by the way, Holly, no, that scale, it's okay. Those numbers are okay, because remember, muscle weighs more than fat, so it's okay.
That's right.
That weight is fine.
That's right.
You know, and,
that's right.
Or you know what? No, we should not do all every day. We should not work out your back muscles. We need to let them rest. So we need diversification in your investment program. We need a diversification in your fitness program. So that's again what an advisor does. And final analogy is, you know, no, you don't eat all chicken every day, 7 days a week, nor do you eat rice every day for 7 days a week. You know, it's, again, all about diversification and getting a proper plan. And you're right, the personal touch and understanding and working with the clients. And of course, we've worked with iShares from BlackRock for a number of years and really like the ability to use them in our portfolios. You know, the other thing that's going on is there's so much information out there, Holly, that is just constantly bombarding the investor. And I think that's where, you know, people need to really think about what kind of relationship they want from an advisor. What do they want them to do? You know, are they looking for somebody to go take them to play golf, or are they looking for somebody to advise them and be there to say, well, hold on, let's look at this, or no, let's not get out of the market now, or, you know, to be that coach and to guide them, because there's so much noise out there. It's 24/7. And I mean, if I have to hear this just in, you know, alert on television one more time, I'm going to jump out a window.
Well, that's right. And I think that, you know, you mentioned staying the course and having the discipline. And I think that a relationship that's based in some type of a financial plan initially allows you to have the discipline to be able to check in from time to time, so you don't make those emotional reactions to what's happening in the market at that very moment of that, you know, that second, that day, or even that week. I think if you start, if the foundation of your relationship with your financial advisor is financial planning based, not only does it give you the security of knowing that you're going to meet your financial goals, but I think it also allows you to have an ongoing dialogue with your financial advisor so that you can check in from time to time to make sure that those daily gyrations over the course of, you know, your investment lifetime don't really amount to much.
Yeah, that's also very well put, Holly. You know, it's it occurs to me that very often people they need to maintain perspective. And, you know, having a financial plan, because we do them all the time for our clients, having a plan keeps you centered, keeps you focused, keeps you on track, and it lets you have a better response. You know, if you've got, but if all you're looking at for your kind of yardstick or your framework is your brokerage statement you get once a month, and you're evaluating how you're doing just based on whether your account went up or down that month, that's a pretty narrow way of looking at your financial life. And it's only going to lead, in my opinion, it's only going to lead to disappointment. And also, as you said, cause maybe this a not as balanced or maybe more emotional decision because, you know, let's face it, these markets are going to do what they're going to do. And it is what it is. And so the best way is to be prepared for these things. And so that you've got that ability to say, okay, well, let me look at where I am. And, oh, yeah, that's right. My brokerage account is only a third of what I've got. And it's, yeah, I remember now, it's part of the plan, and I'm not going to use it till later. And I'm not going to use it for income right now. So all those things keep things in perspective.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think one of the things I've realized with end investors is that they want to have control. When they feel as though they're in control, they're likely to be more engaged and stay invested. And one thing that none of us can control is the stock market or the bond market. We can't control the market,
right,
but you knowing that there are certain things that are within your control, like the amount of savings that you accumulate on a monthly basis or an annual basis, or the income that you achieve, or how long you intend to work, when you expect to retire. These are things that are within your control. And once you understand how each of those decisions, which are in your control, impact your investment goals, you don't worry about the volatility in the market because you just can't control that.
That's so good, Holly. In fact, a LinkedIn friend of mine, Daniel Crosby, PhD, he did a recent article right on your point, the things you can control, the things you can't. And his number one thing is you can't control performance of the markets. You can't control returns, but you can control risk you take, you know, maybe diversifying maybe with iShares and other parts of your portfolio. You can control risk. You can control time, how long it's going to be before you need to access that money. You can control cost by making low cost choices. And of course, you can have the control over your emotional response to this by, one, having a plan, as you've talked about, and if appropriate, working with an advisor.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, good stuff, Holly. I'm glad you're with us. We need to dig a little deeper. We need to get into the what the investor should be doing when they work with an advisor, maybe what information that they need to be bringing to the table or things that they need to be prepared when they meet with their advisors and have you know, their participation and come prepared. Holly Fagan, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director, Head of BlackRock's Dedicated Registered Investment Advisor Business. A lot more information over at BlackRockBlog.com. Quick break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Holly.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Digny Memorial Provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. A financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. A fiduciary also means an advisor should recommend products and services he believes will best serve his clients' needs, not what an insurance company or investment company tells him he has to sell. Next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary? Yes or no?" If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer's probably no. This public service announcement is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back. Holly Fagan on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director and Head of BlackRock's Dedicated Registered Investment Advisor Business Model and Division. You can get a lot more information over there about Holly over at BlackRockBlog.com. A lot of great work they're doing there. A lot of good information that you can take advantage of. And one of the things that we need to dig into is the investor being an active participant. You know, Holly, I know that you would recommend people come in and be prepared if they're meeting with their advisor to know what some of their concerns are or some of the things they want to make sure they get to. What are some things you'd recommend that they do to prepare for the meeting?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are the basics that most financial advisors will recommend that you bring to your first meeting, things like your bank statements or brokerage statements, tax returns, any legal documents like your wills or trusts. Perhaps your monthly expenses, so especially for the large ticket items like your mortgage or your property taxes and so forth. But those are sort of table stakes. I think what's most important and some of where the industry doesn't do a great job is in not focusing so much on the industry jargon around how much in assets you may have accumulated, for example, but instead spending time with their clients to understand not how much they've accumulated in terms of their assets or their net worth, but instead talk in simple language around the goals that the investor has. So, for example, it's not about how much in assets I've saved for retirement. It's about, am I able to afford the lifestyle in retirement that I've intended for myself? Or can I afford to send my children to the college that they'd like to go to? Or can I afford to purchase that second home that I've always dreamt of? Those are the goals that people have in mind when they come to sit down with a financial advisor. And I liken it a little bit back to the analogy that we started talking about at the beginning with a personal trainer. You know, I do care about how much weight I lose, but at the end of the day, if you talk about my cholesterol or my heart rate or my calorie intake, none of that really matters. What matters to me is, can I fit in the dress that I want to wear for the cocktail party next week?
That's right. That's an outstanding analogy. Again, I love your continuing that thinking. And if you tell me I have to do, you know, 15 jumping jacks and then I got to run around here and do this, get on the treadmill. I mean, a lot of that, if you've hired a trainer, you're going to say, okay, well, you've got me for an hour. Let's make it happen. So, but I love the idea of people coming in and being prepared for their meeting, because some of those questions that you stated, Holly, are really real world questions. And that's how the rest of the world thinks. And sometimes I think financial advisors get a little too caught up in talking about their alpha, beta, Sharpe ratios and coefficient of determination and all that, where I just lost half the audience saying those words. You know, I mean, it really, none of that matters to people. And I know that compliance is important as well. And we want to be clear in what we say and be, you know, not misleading in any fashion by making more brief, plain English points when we talk to people, but your point is so good, because by framing the question, not by what was my performance, risk adjusted return for last year, Mr. Advisor, instead of that question, framing it as a real world question forces the advisor to respond in kind. And I love that, because I think that's one of the biggest failings of the financial industry, is that advisors don't speak plain English.
That's exactly right. And I think what you'll find as an investor or even as a financial advisor, for those of you that are listening, is the more you're able to connect with each other in terms of having that plain English dialogue around what your goals are and, you know, connecting it back to the financial plan, I think the more you'll enhance your relationship over time.
And you know what? Don't be afraid to ask questions that are a little pointed. And I'll give you a great example. I had a couple come in not long ago. They wanted a second opinion, Holly, and we're talking through their scenario, what they're looking for, what they're trying to do. Number one, there's no financial plan in place. They just have a brokerage account by a broker, and they were under the impression that they have a conservative portfolio. And within a matter of literally minutes in the first meeting, I was able to figure out, just looking at the statements they had, 37%, see, I got the number in my head, 37% of their money, their portfolio, all they've got really for retirement was in, 37% of it was in six stocks. And I said, okay, basic concept here, having 37% of your money in six stocks, ain't no way that's a conservative portfolio. And so it's okay to ask questions about your portfolio and to look, take a few minutes before you meet and just review and say, you know, I see I've got these large positions. Can you tell me again why this is helping me? And again, in plain English, framing the question, how this is helping me fit into that dress, how that's going to help me pay for college, right? How is it going to help me achieve my real world goals?
That's exactly right. And I think the more time you spend, and there's so, you know, one of the great benefits of, you know, the internet is the accessibility to information. There's tons of information. And much of it is useful, where you can become more informed online, so that when you go in to meet with a financial advisor, you bring with you those key questions. Because as I said, the more we found that many of end investors are now using the internet as a source of information, not as an alternative to working with a financial advisor, but as a way to collect more information, so that when they are sitting down with the financial advisor, they're speaking in a much more informed way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Than they ever have in the past, because of the accessibility to so many tools and so much information online.
Well, and to one last accessing, well, maybe not the last time, but one more time we'll access your fitness analogy with the personal trainer. Nothing wrong with reading a couple of fitness magazines you pick up at Barnes & Noble while you have a cup of coffee, and you just are a more informed participant in the process. And then when you meet with your personal trainer or your advisor, that, you know, you have a little better appreciation for what they're getting at, and you might be able to ask questions about other thoughts and things that may play into your situation.
That's exactly right.
All right. I love it. Good analogy, Holly. Holly Fagan, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director, Head of BlackRock's Dedicated Registered Investment Advisor Business, BlackRockBlog.com. Great information. We're going to grab another quick break here from our sponsors and then come back and talk about some of the common missteps that investors take when they're stressed out about the market and also some lessons learned from prior volatile markets. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. Kids who play sports at the Y learn more than just the game. The programs provide positive, fun activities that build athletic, social, and interpersonal skills, which lead to better behavior, healthier lifestyles, and even improved academic achievement. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Hi, this is Steve Tassinelli, and I'm a CPA with Holland Tax and Accounting Services. Our tax team holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years at Holland Financial. We have the expertise to help you manage your financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you're an individual or a business, you can rely on Holland Tax for personalized service and attention to detail. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free. That's 386-671-7526.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, Holly Fagan on the line with us, Managing Director, Head of BlackRock's Dedicated Registered Investment Advisor Business, BlackRockBlog.com. And now with the luxury, the infinitely perfect vision of looking in the rearview mirror and reflecting on prior market activities and downturns and volatility, what are some of the common missteps, Holly, that investors have made when they get stressed out or they maybe get a little too myopic in their view of the markets?
I think the biggest one is that they just act on emotion instead of acting on fact or information. And typically that leads to selling when you should probably be thinking about dollar cost averaging back into your investment as opposed to liquidating your portfolio.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. And now there's a role that advisor takes in this process, and you know we apply it pretty consistently in my office. We have what we call our 3-no policy. So if somebody calls and says, the market's, I heard this on TV, I'm scared, I want to go to cash, we say no. and they say, Yeah, you didn't hear me. I said I want to go to cash. I said, no, I heard you just fine. The answer is no. And we'll say it 3 times and make them really and stress to them why. And again, go back to your comment about the importance of having a plan for framing up these decisions. Look, you're 8 years from retirement. Look, you've got this much money over here in this safe thing. You've got your emergency fund. You've got this. You've got that. You don't have more than 1% of your money in any one stock. We've got you international. We've got your U.S. We've got large cap, small cap, mid cap. We've got the sectors. We got all this stuff. It's a good plan. Don't mess it up. And, you know, the thing that I've always reflected on is that very rarely have I seen, and I think you'd probably would agree with this, Holly, and maybe underline and bold it for me, is that I've never seen a knee-jerk reaction work for somebody to an advantage.
No, that's absolutely correct. And I think, you know, once you can show an investor the impact of sitting in cash over a long period of time and the degradation that that would have in terms of their ability in achieving their goals over the long term. I think people realize fairly quickly that they need to have a diversified portfolio in order to be able to achieve the outcomes that they're looking for with respect to the goals that they had in mind, be it retirement, saving for children's college, a second home, and so forth.
Well put. And, you know, the challenge, of course, and I've said it before, and I'll continue to say this as long as I'm doing this, Holly, is that there's so much propaganda and slant out there, depending on who's talking, you know, about the current state of affairs. You know, obviously, we recognize it in politics pretty obviously, you know, that, you know, somebody trying to get elected is saying there's something bad wrong with the current situation, and they're going to be the one to fix it. But when it comes to financial stuff, you know, there are people that want to sell something to somebody, and their angle is always going to be to push them toward that. And there's a couple things people really should bear in mind. Number one, don't ever go all in on any one thing. You know, no matter how good, you know, your iShares are, Holly, with BlackRock, I'm not going to put 100% of my clients' money in that, because we need more diversification. We need our money is in other things, and I'm sure you would agree with that. And then, so never go all in on one thing. And then the second thing, especially as we hear people talk about this, is never bet everything you got on somebody else being right.
Yeah, that the way that I frame both of those is, you know, the first one is look at all the eggs in your basket, right? You want to evaluate all the eggs in your basket and make sure that you understand what each of those are doing, regardless of the market conditions. And I think the second one is, you know, there's no such thing as a sure thing, right? And so as much as, you know, somebody may say that there's, you know, that there's no risk in this investment, or, you know, it is a sure thing, the reality is that, you know, any investment comes with some varying degree of risk, and it's important to understand what that risk is in each type of the investments that you're making.
Well put, Holly. Well, risk and return are consummate travel partners. They don't travel without the other, and if you happen to see one without the other, it will be a short-lived observation, because they will very quickly hook back up and be together again. Holly Fagan, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director, head of BlackRock's dedicated registered investment advisory business, blackrockblog.com. A lot of great information there. Holly, thank you very, very much for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.